And Cricket Tasmania's Premier League starts this weekend. And from the Raiders, Chris Mitchell. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Let's hope you get some fine weather for the weekend. That'd be nice.
Well, it's nice today, but look, there's been a bit of rain about, and look, it always is a bit of an issue this time of year when you try to get the season underway, but I think if we get a good day today and tomorrow, we should be right.
Yeah, reckon so. All right, so first you've got the season launch. Now, that's on tonight in Launceston at the Country Club.
Correct, yeah. So Country Club's one of our sponsors, and we like to kind of look after those guys as much as we can. So we've got the men's and women's teams and their coaches there tonight. So, and there's some new faces to welcome as well. So I think there's about 70 of us who'll be at the Tonic Bar in the Country Club tonight. Should be a good night.
All right. So for people going, what time's that starting?
It's 7 o'clock to about 9:30. So the format of the night will be we're hearing from both the coaches, and then we've got an interview with one of the male players and the female player.
Righto. So let's get to your male team first. Now, the boys play Saturday, round one against North Hobart. So a new venue for the Raiders too, Windsor Park.
Yeah, look, actually, you might be right there. I can't recall whether
we played
last season or not. Yeah, okay.
No.
I haven't actually seen the team. I think the teams are being named tonight. Obviously, the first two or three weeks is going to be a little bit challenging with some players because football's still being finished off and so is soccer. So I think Miles Barnard, our captain, is going to be missing the first three games. But on the other side of the ledger, we've got a couple of new players to welcome in the experienced Evan Gulbis and a new young player that's come over from Victoria to make his way, Braden Stepien, who I believe from all accounts is a very good wicketkeeper and a very good batsman.
Yeah, my son was telling me about him. I've never heard of the guy. So he's played with Evan Gulbis at Carlton, right?
I believe so, and he's on the Renegades list. Mm. I think he played a couple of games there last year. So, look, I'm interested to see him play this year, and Tim Coyle's been a big rap for him. He's made his way over here and had to quarantine. I think he gets out of quarantine either yesterday or today. So he'll be a real asset for us because noting that the competition this year is going to be very strong with no Futures League, a lot of the underage competitions in recess for a year. Premier League cricket is going to be really strong and it's going to be really competitive. So those two players will add a lot to us for as long as we've got them.
Yeah, all right. And apparently scores very quickly. So, right. So I assume that Evan Gulbis is going to captain the team this weekend?
No, Oliver Wood.
Okay.
He's going to be our captain. So Oliver's been a Foundation Raiders player. He's been... he bowls and bats, predominantly a bowler. But no, he's been a vice-captain last year. Good young fellow. He'll be our leader for the first start of the season.
All right, so it's 50-over cricket. So you play North Hobart at Windsor Park at Riverside, and that's 10:30 Saturday start, yeah?
I believe so, yes.
Yep. All right, let's go to the women. Now, they play Sunday, and it's T20 to start the season off for the girls. So two T20s also at Windsor Park.
Correct. So as you're probably aware, like the women's competition at Premier League level's undergone a review and a restructure, so there's only four teams playing in the Division 1, of which the Raiders are one of those. So every team in that competition will be very, very strong, which was the intention of the review. So we've got two 20-20 games on Sunday, both against Newtown.
Righto. So who's your captain for the women's team for round one?
Yeah, Caitlin Webster will be our captain, and Montana Bradley and Emma Mannix-Gees are our vice-captains. Our team in the women's is going to have a little bit of a slow start with some of our players coming back online. Corinne Hall, who I caught up with briefly on Monday in Hobart, she's just recovering from a shoulder injury. And our other state player, Sasha Maloney, she's just recovering from a knee injury. So they shouldn't be too far away, hopefully. And Belinda Vacuera, who played a few games last season with the Raiders, she's still on Australian duties. Australia playing New Zealand in the ODIs, and then she'll launch straight into the WBBL. But she'll figure in a few games for us in due course.
Yeah, well, because of the for want of a better term, culling of the teams in the Women's Premier League. It certainly makes that competition, I mean, you know, all four teams will be chockers with really good, not only talented young players, but very experienced players as well.
Yeah, they certainly will. And look, that was the intention of the restructure of the women's competition. So, look, it's going to be some exciting games in that women's competition. Darren Simmons is coach of that team, and Robert Stewart assists up here on the northwest coast. But they're pretty happy with their squad.
Yeah, good. All right, so good luck to the Raiders this weekend. And I think the men's team, I'm just looking at your roster here, you've actually got round one this weekend, round two, you're at Windsor Park again next week against UTAS, and your first trip away is not until the 17th against Newtown. And I saw on your Facebook page recently that are you still looking for drivers?
Yeah, look, volunteers are hard to get in any club at the moment. And look, I guess, look, after the last 6 months we've all had to experience, it'll be good to get out on the park and get some competitive cricket played again. But look, we are looking for an extra one or two volunteers. So whether you can score or drive a bus or even just assist on match day, just to have a presence around the team. By all means, contact myself or anyone else on the committee. We'd love to have a chat with you. We're a team. We're a team of one men's team, one women's team, and an under-18 boys team. So, yeah, look, we struggle compared to the traditional clubs because we don't have a club facility, per se. Volunteers are crucial to us.
Yeah, just quickly on that under-18s, they played in the Vacation Cup last year in January. Now, there's a rumour going around from some boys. I don't know if it's, you know, I haven't really taken much notice, but I'll ask you. So I have heard that Vacation Cup's probably not going ahead. Is that right? Or
yeah, I haven't had that confirmed. To be honest, I haven't really heard much about that at all just yet. It's not till January, so there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge, I guess, there's a lot of things that can happen leading up to the cricket season.
Sure.
I'd be disappointed if it isn't going ahead because it's a fantastic competition. But, yeah, look, until I actually get anything more concrete, I can't really kind of give you any further comment on that.
Yep, no problem. It's a ways off anyway. All right, well, good luck to your men's and women's team this weekend. Good luck at the launch tonight. I hope you have a good night there. I'm sure it'll be terrific. And we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time, I reckon.
Yep, thanks very much, Darren.
Okay, Chris Mitchell from the Raiders.